You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Maria Navarro. Flu vaccinations are again mandatory for service members after an influenza outbreak at Joint Base San Antonio-Lackland. TPR's David Martin Davies reports.
The number of flu cases reached 275 on Wednesday, according to San Antonio Congressman Joaquin Castro. The Defense Department says at least two people have been hospitalized. The death of one recruit is under investigation. It's not clear if it's connected to the outbreak. The outbreak comes 2 months after Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth called the mandatory flu shot absurd and made it optional for troops. In a statement, the Pentagon says the mandatory flu vaccine is back after granting exceptions to Hegseth's voluntary policy for the Army, Navy, Air Force, and the National Security Agency. I'm David Martin Davies in San Antonio.
The San Antonio Board of Trustees named a lone finalist for superintendent. Adrian Bustillos will officially be appointed in mid-July after the mandatory 21-day waiting period. But TPR's Camille Phillips reports his selection was not unanimous.
Two SAISD trustees, Jacob Ramos and Stephanie Torres, voted against Bustillos. Ramos pointed to a previous TEA sanction that suspended Bustillos' teaching certificate in 2017.
I have concerns. He was involved in a cheating scandal in El Paso ISD when he was an assistant principal. That's a concern. He was sanctioned by TEA and he was suspended.
However, the board majority, including Mike Villarreal, said they have confidence in Bustillos and believe he will help improve student outcomes.
No candidate is perfect. The concerns that were raised by Trustee Ramos were taken seriously and were looked into.
Outgoing Superintendent Jaime Aquino transitioned to an advisory role on July 1st. SAISD Chief of Staff Tony Thompson will serve as interim superintendent until Bustillos can officially be appointed. I'm Camille Phillips in San Antonio.
Meanwhile, Northside ISD trustees have approved a compensation plan that gives all staff a 2% raise and increases the minimum pay to $15 an hour. However, that plan and all the raises that come with it are contingent on the passage of a voter approval tax rate election in November. If voters approve the 3-cent tax rate increase, employees will receive the raises retroactively to the start of the school year. Bexar County commissioners this week approved major voting equipment purchases. TPR's Brian Kirkpatrick reports these were all paid for by grants under the Help America Vote Act.
Bexar County Elections Administrator Michelle Carew helped win $4 million in grant money under the Act. Commissioners approved spending more than $1.3 million of that spend-it-or-lose-it money based on her recommendations. 300 new voting carts are in the mix. Carew says those carts can be wheeled out to disabled voters who visit polling sites.
That would allow those voting from their vehicles to not only have privacy, but have the ability to move the machine from left to right, up and down.
Also approved were 350 new ballot printers and an automated mail-in ballot sorting machine. That machine takes photos of the front and back of mail-in ballots as required by law. It can also sort by ballot style and detect if there is more than one ballot in an envelope. All of that is currently done by election workers by hand. Carew says the automated sorter will save the county on labor cost, and the rest, she says, will speed up voters through the polling sites. Republican Precinct 3 County Commissioner Grant Moody argued against the purchases, calling them overkill. I'm Brian Kirkpatrick in San Antonio.
The controversy over the July 4th Alamo Dome concert by rapper Ye, formerly known as Kanye West, has exposed shortcomings on how the city of San Antonio reviews events at taxpayer-funded facilities. San Antonio Mayor Gina Ortiz-Jones spoke to KSAT TV this week.
The fact that we had to amend a contract today, say, hey, Kanye, you can't sing the Hail Hitler song and you can't sell merch with swastikas. The fact that we even had to ask for those things is ludicrous.
A majority of San Antonio City Council members signed a letter this week condemning Ye's past anti-Semitic remarks, while also expressing concerns about censorship and the First Amendment implications of canceling the concert. The concert remains on schedule. You're listening to Real, Reliable Texas Public Radio.